Tonight in Manchester, the World Affairs Council of New Hampshire hosts a global forum with George Mitchell, the Maine Democrat and former Senate Majority Leader, most recently worked as President Obama's special envoy for Middle East peace. He joins us now by phone to talk a little bit about diplomacy in a changing region. Senator Mitchell, welcome to All Things Considered.
Thanks for having me.
Given the broader context of the Mideast right now, Syria, Egypt, Libya, is there enough geopolitical bandwidth to do anything more on the peace process between Israelis and Palestinians beyond trying to keep the situation from sliding backward?
It was already difficult before the onset of the Arab Spring, but the turbulence in the region and the uncertainties that flow from that have inevitably caused both Israelis and Palestinians to pull back a little bit, to let the dust settle before they make any real decisions. So the history of the region is that when the peace process is not in engagement and not moving forward, bad things happen. And given the intersection of so many different conflicts in the region, Iran versus the Arab Gulf states, Sunni versus Shia, Israel and the Palestinians, and of course the various revolutions in the Arab Spring, this is a particularly dangerous time because if there were an outbreak of violence, it might spread in unpredictable, unexpected, and not previously known ways.
It seems like the pace of the world and the pace of the news cycle, the pace of technology are all speeding up. Does that make diplomacy more difficult because there is a pressure, say, for fast results that the usual give and take of diplomacy just can't provide?
It does make it more difficult, and it raises expectations. The history of revolution and turnover in governments is one that suggests that it takes quite a long time for these things to stabilize. And yet we're sort of expecting, when's it going to be over in Egypt, when's it going to be over in Syria, and so forth. So the level of expectation, the rate at which communication occurs, makes everything even more complicated. It also, though, permits the kind of opposition and revolutionary development that we've seen, particularly in Egypt, to a lesser extent in Syria.
And we saw one example of that recently between citizens of Israel and citizens of Iran on Facebook when there was talk about Israel potentially launching a strike on Iran over its suspected nuclear weapons program. We saw posts where Israelis said, you know, we love you, Iran, we don't want to bomb you, and Iran citizens of Iran writing back with greetings of their own. Does that change the landscape as well? Because people now in different countries have direct access to each other without governments or diplomats doing the talking for them.
They do, but unfortunately that remains a very small number of people involved in such efforts, and the tendency in times of national crisis still is for people to rally around the flag or the national leadership at the time, particularly if an outbreak of violence occurs. People do tend to return to their, some call it tribes or clans or units in conflict situations.
Well, Senator, thanks so much for talking with us today, and enjoy your time in New Hampshire.
Okay, thank you.
Former Senator George Mitchell is speaking at tonight's Global Forum held by the World Affairs Council of New Hampshire. The event is sold out, but you can watch it live on the web. There's a link at our website, nhpr.org.